Hello and welcome back to Cabincast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
And we are here with episode 2 of the final season, season 3 of The Bad Batch, Paths Unknown. Last time we were with Crosshair and Omega on Tantus, and it was pretty depressing. Mount Tantus on Wayland. Cloning stuff, MCAL's going on, Narsay's there, Emery's there, Hemlock's there, progress is being made, Omega's keeping her hopes up and trying to escape, but she's not going to do it without Crosshair.
And the doggo is free.
And Batcher is free, and for now, surviving. So yeah, let's see if we continue with their story this time, or if we move over to the rest of the batch. Also, for when we start, we've already gone past the Disney Plus intro bit, just as a note. Yes. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Just a cold open to the Lucas film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't get one of those. Did we get one of those last time?
We went straight to previously, didn't we?
Oh.
Yeah.
Or, well, we did. Maybe we came back to it. I don't remember.
No, I don't think we had a Star Wars.
No, we didn't have a Star Wars. We had a Bad Batch.
We had
intro.
This, yeah.
But that was after the contingency.
That's the first time we've heard that happen, I think.
Yeah.
Got into music. Okay, so we're going to catch up with the rest of the batch.
Oh, this looks 40k-ish.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Is that a Wrecker?
Spooky.
No.
Maybe it still is.
Roland! He came back!
Yeah.
Take that, all of you who are like, oh, this episode's pointless in season 1.
Also, Devronians.
Yeah. He's on a laser floor, isn't he? Yeah.
No, it's just the hole. Oh, I guess it is. Like a... Yeah.
Yeah. I like their armor, though.
Oh, a pike.
Hey. Mm. Oh, their armor.
It's looking rough.
Family. It's all about family. I would not want those two buttons next to each other.
No. I would definitely make that mistake at least once.
Yep. This isn't generosity. This is called a trade.
Prime boss is never...
Yeah. But yeah. Never Omega's the one who really helped him, so...
Yeah.
Nice, haha! I knew he'd come back somehow. And he's got his horn back now.
Yes.
So lonely here, just the two of them.
Surprised Echo didn't stick about.
Yeah. He's still got his other job to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's big coming from Rekka.
Mm-hmm. He has been grown by the pain.
He has. That's been a year.
Well, that doesn't look like Wayland.
Nope. Well, they said they had a knowledge of a laboratory that was Hemlock's. Okay.
Got some.
I think I have seen a clip.
I definitely have seen a clip.
These trees look familiar.
The trees are speaking Vietnamese.
Nope. Just trees. Someone watching. Certainly feels like someone's watching.
Maybe the trees truly are speaking.
They're not speaking. They're being very quiet right now. Well, that certainly was a lab. Clones.
Mm-hmm. Gorilla clones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw this clip, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna touch the wounds. Oh, it's like a snake. Oh no.
It's just intrigued.
Oh, now you pissed it off.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Oh, it's classic Empire. Mm-hmm. Whoop! Screwed up. Blow it up.
Base Delta Zero. Also, I think that might be the first note of Base Delta Zero in canon. Beyond books.
I think they mentioned it in maybe in Rebels. But maybe not. And he's voiced by Daniel Logan. Which is Boba Fett from the prequels. Maybe he is. Bonky?
Cheeky side.
That wasn't their fault, buddy. Yeah.
Yes, gonk.
Why? Why upside down? Poor Gonky.
Gonk is gonk, 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 gonk.
Oh, it's dark now. It looks a lot more ominous.
Spookums. That means you, Wrecker.
Indeed. It's okay, Gonky.
I swear, if that gonk droid goes boom, I'm going to be very upset.
I know.
Mm. They're the last three members active.
Mm.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to pull him apart, mate.
Oh no.
That's new. That's got a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a face hugger.
They're very energetic.
The show does do spooky horror quite well when it wants to, I'd forgotten.
Mm. Is that a big one?
That's like a Murloc.
Wait there.
About that.
No, wait there and protect it and don't leave without them.
Yeah, that'd be the second time someone's stolen the ship, by the way.
Well, otherwise, they're going to have to wait there for two rotations until Echo and Rex turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair. I'm sure they could manage.
Be careful. The dent.
Yeah.
Where Wrecker landed.
Oh, poor Gonky. I looked strangely cartoony bubble. I know there's an animation, but still.
Really is focusing on that.
I'm assuming one of them's going to start sinking in it. I'm hoping it's not Gonky.
Mm-hmm.
Gong, gong, gong. Gong, gong, gonky, gong.
He's got his ability to sense electromagnetic fields or whatever it is.
Yeah, like a shark.
Shockingly sharky. Oh.
Yeah, I think I remember this from the trailer too. The grave mind.
I am a testament to all of your sin. A monument, even. Balls.
It should make it much harder to hotbox ships.
Hot box?
Strong word, hot wire. Hot boxing is something very different.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but don't. Nowhere yet. I was going to say, they're going to see the... Yeah.
Okay, they're not leaving Gonky behind.
Mm-hmm. Of course they wouldn't. It's part of the squad.
No Gonk left behind!
No, she caught him.
She's got a gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Is the whole thing sinking?
That whole thing's sinking. But now they're.
Is this some sort of weird hive mind? Oh, nice! Okay, they're being good.
Sure, okay.
I hope that they don't end up having one of them clinging to the bottom of their ship.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter.
Okay, we're not out of the woods yet.
No, they should fly away now because they've got them on the cables. No.
Ah. They Sarlacc? Made their own Sarlacc.
Vine Sarlacc.
That's terrifying.
Twitchy teeth. May his passing cleanse the world.
Lift. Mm. Go, go, go. Oh, that's a lot of ordnance.
There's a lot of them. Oh, that's like Wrecker's entire possessions.
Oof.
Now you fly away.
Nice. Whew. Done.
I mean, that thing survived the base Delta Zero. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, there might be others. It might not be the only one.
Yeah, Gunky.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it in time.
Mm.
Did you get them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna drop the kids off first.
Yeah. Aww. It was a great Bad Batch episode.
Mm-hmm.
You had the action, you had the horror, you had the heart. It was a lot of fun. A lot of back and forth of like, they're not going to steal it. No, they're not. Maybe they are. No, they didn't. And then the ship's not going to get destroyed, right? And then I was worried for a second that they're going to drop Gonky in the hole.
Yeah, I did actually think of that. I was like, oh no.
Never do no. such a thing.
Don't you dare. Just... Don't you
Unforgivable
dare.
Unforgivable sin.
And they did know, which was good, but yeah.
Gonky is the most important character in all of Star Wars.
It's pretty important. It's been important. But they've got a lead, thanks to him. And they now have a sector to search in, though that is still quite big. Quite a big space, but it's a lead. And they saved some clone cadets, which is good. And they're going to take them to Pabu, which is where they wanted to be safe, but sadly not yet. But at the very least, those three shall be, so that'll be good. But yeah, that vine plant thing was like, it looked like the main thing was a Sarlacc, but like it had, you know, scouts and stuff as well. So yeah, that was pretty creepy. Yeah, pretty cool. And yeah, very typical Empire, just being like, well, shoot, we screwed up and everything got loose. Guess we'll leave and just blow it all up. But yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of action. And yeah, very different appeal to the first episode, which was a nice change of pace after that one. Both were not particularly happy. But a bit more hopeful this time, maybe.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I think that went well overall.
Mm-hmm. They made it out.
They made it out. They learned something. It's
yeah.
a good sign for things to come. Question
it
mark.
Is. Fingers crossed. Yeah, indeed. So yeah, we've got one more this week still. But yeah, we'll do this one here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye!
Bye!
Tom's on mute, so he says bye to you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are those here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.